Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 27th of August, 2020. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Well, Microsoft has finally added audio transcriptions into Word, and it will actually appear in the online version of Word for Microsoft 365 subscribers. Yeah, finally, Microsoft said, yeah, maybe it's a good idea to have something automatically transcribe audio. Another nifty feature, though, it even has the ability to record conversations directly within Word. Now, if you've got audio or even video that you've captured somewhere else, it will actually support up to a 200 megabyte file, that being an MP3, WAV, M4A, MP4 files. And from that file, it would do the transcription for you. Though processing time will vary depending on how long the yakking will be going on for. As far as the transcribing feature, it is initially going to be on Word for the web, but there are plans to bring the same features to Word for iOS and Android apps sometime later this year. Well, Microsoft got a nifty feature for their software, so Apple said, yeah, we've got another nifty feature for our software. We're talking about Final Cut Pro X, by the way. And since we're all working from so many different places nowadays, remote collaboration, yeah, it's kind of needed. So for this new major update to Final Cut Pro X, we're going to get improvements in proxy workflows, making it a lot more suited to remote collaborate for editing videos. The update, by the way, 10.4.9, also is going to have other features as well, even a feature that automatically crops videos for social media platforms. Now, just so you know, proxy files, the videos, yeah, of course, will be lower resolution, making it a lot easier to work back and forth. Once it's edited remotely, however, though, you'll pass it back to the main computer, wherever that may be, and if there's any other tweaks, yep, those can be applied there. Of course, this update is available for free. That is for the existing owners on the Mac App Store. And if you have never tried the software, Apple's going to give you 90 days to see how well it works for you now. And finally, well, apparently the folks over at Fitbit looked at the Apple Watch and said, you know what? It's missing something. And with so much stress going around the world nowadays, they thought, yeah, that's what it's missing. What's our stress level like? Well, now you'll know thanks to the Sense. And according to Fitbit, it can actually measure your stress, monitor your skin temperature, and even take an electrocardiogram. Of course, this announcement is in perfect timing. We all know that Apple's probably going to launch a new Apple Watch sometime next month. So with Fitbit doing this, they're trying to get ahead of the game. Not only getting a product out, but with features that Apple Watch currently doesn't have. Now, these features, of course, with Fitbit's new Sense Watch, they do come at a price, $329. And even though a new Apple Watch may be coming out next month, the Fitbit's, well, it will be as well. It looks like it will be launching sometime in late September. You got a story no one else is listening to you? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, for everything that's happened at the British Tech Network, you can find it right there. You can also find the BTN Network on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, and, of course, on Twitter as well, at British Tech, and our community, which we would love for you to be a part of. So come on over and join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back with your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that we'll have in over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.